Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thanks for joining me here on the Big 810 AM in the beautiful Orlando, Florida area. As you know, if you've listened to the show, I'm a traditionally trained naturopath with a practice and ministry located in Orlando, Florida. And I approach natural medicine from a Christian perspective. Now, many people are interested in natural and alternative therapies, and I hope to be able to educate you in that direction. Joining with me today will be Dr. Orett Morgan. Let me see if he's Dr. Morgan. Are you in yet?
Yes, I'm right here, Dr. Henry.
All right, how are you doing this beautiful
fine,
afternoon?
Thank you, a pleasant good day to our listeners. And I wish everybody could be in Florida to enjoy some of the good weather.
I know, right? It's excellent weather.
Excellent.
We have an excellent show for you our listeners today. The day you're listening here, you're listening on a different time than normal. We usually broadcast on a Sunday, but just as I noted to you last Sunday when we broadcast, we would be broadcasting on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. But today we have a very interesting show for you. As normal, we go through the weekend natural news, which is the first segment. Then we look at a healing food, which is the second segment. And then we look at a herbal supplement or vitamin, et cetera, where we discuss and analyze these topics. And Dr. Morgan, as I spoke with you earlier, our first article in our Weekend Natural News segment today is actually an article that was published on the 14th. And the article talked about the title of the article, rather, was "Less Time Sitting Can Actually Add 2 Healthy Years to Your Life." So, in other words, sitting down less, being up and about, moving around, can actually add time to your life. This article came out this week at naturalnews.com, and the article went on to point out they talk about exercise, which we talk about here on Blue Zone Wellness all of the time, and we talk about those laws of health. We talk about them, just to repeat it again. You hear us repeat it many, many times. The laws of health is to trust in the Creator, exercise, sunshine, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control. And so here we have an issue where we're dealing with, this is essentially exercise. Here it's about it talks about being up, being around, doing those things that we need to do to stay healthy. This new research based upon this article basically provides a different perspective than what we generally believe, that we have to go out and exercise and run, and that is necessary, but this just talks about not being sedentary so much. The researchers, according to this article, gleaning data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, published the result of a study in the journal BMJ Open, and this study explains how restricting the amount of time spent seated every day to fewer than 3 hours might actually boost the life expectancy of U.S. adults by an extra full 2 years. Additionally, they found that cutting down TV viewing to fewer than 2 hours every day might extend the life by another 1.4 years. Dr. Morgan, what do you think about that initial statement with regard to this particular area of research?
I think, Dr. Henry, it's good news. In the sense that most people, you know, that I've spoken to would readily want to extend their lifespan to, you know, 3+ years, almost 4. Right? So I think that's wonderful. And when you think also of the quality of life that it also affords, you know, or effects, then I think it's something that all of us should try and do, to try and move around more, right? And also, in other words, be more, much more active than we are. You know, I didn't say everybody. Some people are pretty active, but too many of us are couch potato. And while it might not be the television that is some people's problem, it might be Facebook or the or the computer or internet or something.
That's
true. But so some of us might say, well, I don't sit at the television, I sit, but not thinking that, well, listen, for most of us, we definitely sit too much.
That's true. In fact, the article went on to say that in the past, studies have implicated sitting for extended periods and watching too much television with illnesses including diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. But they said this study is the first to directly link the sedentary lifestyle habits of more than 167,000 people with relative risk of developing or dying from a chronic illness. Researchers actually pooled data from 5 relevant studies to arrive at their startling conclusion, according to the article. So even before this article, even before this latest study came out, there have been studies in the past that have actually implicated sitting for extended periods of time and watching too much television with illnesses including diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. These cardiovascular illnesses as well as diabetes, which is basically a diet disease. But this constant... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I guess it's this constant sitting. The blood becomes stagnant. We need the blood to be flowing and flowing through our veins, circulation. And when you're not getting a good constant circulation in the body throughout the body, so that the blood can actually carry nutrients to the body parts as well as take away toxic waste from the body, we can see how we can get into issues with diabetes as well as strokes and other cardiovascular issues.
You're so right, Dr. Henry. I've heard you said it in the past so many times, and I don't know how many of our listeners, I know some, but I hope, if this could resonate with all, that perfect circulation gives perfect health.
Yes.
And that our biggest health issue is lack of proper circulation, which reminds me of when the Bible says, Numbers, Leviticus 11:17, something like that, or 17:11, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Right?
Yeah.
So sitting down a lot affects the blood in so many ways. One, it robs us of proper circulation. Two, because of that lack of proper circulation, our blood is not able to carry away waste matter as it should. So waste matter keeps circulating in the bloodstream, and therefore poison the body, become more toxic in the body. It's like a stagnant water. If we notice when the water is flowing, it doesn't have, on the normal circumstances, it doesn't have as much germs in it, bacteria and stuff in it, because bacteria don't like moving water. But when the water is slowly moving or stagnant, then it's loaded with bacteria and other germs. Likewise with the blood. The blood throws off toxins, takes it to the kidney, to the liver, you name it, as it flows, right? And then also it burns the glucose, it burns the sugar, right? As we move around, right, the sugar or glucose that is in the blood is burnt up better, is utilized better, right, provide energy. So therefore, we can see why diabetes, lack of exercise, or more of a sedentary life, right, would cause less glucose to be burnt in the body. Therefore, that glucose would remain high in the blood, in the sugar. So our blood sugar will be elevated constantly. So that gives us diabetes. Less circulation, so then that gives us high blood pressure, and not to mention obesity, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Right, so there goes obesity, and with those three conditions, you can, cancer, the possibility of cancer is increased, the possibility of arthritis, you name them, the possibility of almost every major disease is increased.
You're right, and so, we often, Dr. Morgan, here on Blue Zone Wellness, we talk about these, what we call the laws of health, as I've mentioned earlier, and because they're so simple in their application, many people may tend to think that their simplicity indicates that they're not really that effective. When in reality, the exact opposite is true. In fact, I'm sure you have. I found over the years in dealing with practices that many, many times, in fact, more frequently than not, it is the simple things that actually tend to work more efficiently than these complex things that we develop to deal with disease and other abnormalities. When in reality, many times it's just the simple things done consistently which actually have the best effect. Would you agree with that assertion?
That is so true because, Dr. Henry, you and I have traveled to what is called third world countries. You know, we know these as developing countries where they do not have the technology, you know, in their medical system like the hospital that we have here. You know, sure, they do have hospitals, but not with that highly staffed personnel and technology and things, you know, that we do here where we can almost split a hair and take a cancer cell out of it, so to speak, you know, not saying
right.
Literally, you know,
right.
But our technology here in this country is really so advanced that, look at Dr. Ben Carson and others, can separate conjoined twins. How many third world countries, you know, you can go to, and that's possible? None, right? If there's a conjoined twin in what we call developing countries, right, they have to send them here to the United States, you know, or to France, you know, or some advanced industrialized country. Yet when we go to these countries, most of the rampant diseases, especially 30 years ago, were non-existent.
You're right.
Right? And it's simple lifestyle they live, not these advanced hospitals and pharmaceutical industry and whatever. Because guess what? These people walk a lot. They didn't have as much taxis and, you know, cabs, whatever, you know, private cars as we do here in the United States. They went to bed early, you know, and in some societies they still do. They're not up watching the late night shows and so on. Yes, in some they do now. And what we find happening, it is so not just amazing but disheartening. All these countries or cities, right, in these developing countries that have adopted our lifestyle here, where they sit more, eat more of the junk food and whatever, we find cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure becoming rampant among them that were like non-existent 30, 40 years ago.
You're right. You're right. And so, in fact, wherever we see the lifestyle that we have here, that we've developed here in America and other westernized countries, what we notice is when other countries that had previously had not adopted these lifestyles, when they adopt this lifestyle, it's only a matter of time, as you just noted, before they begin to see the diabetes, the hypertension, the cancer, and all of the other diseases that come with the so-called enlightened lifestyle.
You know, what you say is so true. I can't remember which country it is, but it's somewhere in Asia or South Pacific, somewhere about there, but it's somewhere around that area. And these people were poor. It was an island, very poor. And, you know, you'd feel sorry for those people. And lo and behold, they discover a very vital mineral. I don't know. It wasn't gold, it wasn't silver, nothing like that. But it was something vital that the investors came pouring in and invested in the country, right? To mine this mineral. And sure enough, that country, the standard of living just shot up like that, right? It did not crawl. It just shot up like a space shuttle taking off, where the people are now able to afford television and computer and whatever and stuff, living almost like a Western society. And guess what? Diseases that were non-existent, right, has become pandemic in there.
Wow.
Because what? They started buying into the foods that we eat, you know, the affluent lifestyle among many of them and so on, right? And so there is no doubt everywhere you go where Western lifestyle, right, is adopted with the eating of certain foods, junk food, processed food, lots of animal products, right? People sit a lot instead of walking, right? What follows? disease, because disease is not prejudice. We, no matter what race we are, nationality, we have prejudice in us. But one thing about disease, it's not prejudice. Regardless of what race, nationality, if we do so, if our living is of a certain way, disease is coming.
That's true. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM in the beautiful Orlando, Florida area. We'll be right back after this brief message to continue this interesting conversation.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry, ND, with my co-host and good friend, Dr. Orette Morgan. When we left, we were discussing an article during our weekend natural news segment. We were discussing an article came out this week in natural news that was entitled "Less Time Sitting Can Actually Add Two Healthy Years to Your Life." And Dr. Morgan, I'm going to look at the very last part of this article before we move on to the next one. The very last part of it says, "The scientists in this study pooled all relevant data to develop a statistical tool known as a population attributable fraction, or PAF. The PAF, the article went on to say, is an estimate of the theoretical effects of a risk factor on a population rather than an individual marker necessary to calculate the number of deaths associated with time spent sitting down. The researchers determined that the PAFs for deaths from all causes linked to sitting time and TV viewing were 27% and 19% respectively." And they basically, as we said earlier, talked about here in the article, by extrapolating the PAF statistics, the study team determined that cutting the amount of time spent sitting down every day to under 3 hours would add an extra 2 years to life expectancy. And in a similar manner, restricting time spent watching TV to under 2 hours daily would extend life expectancy by an extra 1.38 years. So as we were discussing before we went to the break, if you get out, get moving, even if you're sitting down at work. In fact, I think it was last year, the end of last year, another study came out that they were talking about consistent sitting can actually knock 9 years off of your life if you're sedentary, and then if you add not eating healthy, and then if you add, you know, sitting down, not going and not being up about. So they recommended that for every hour that you sit down, that you get up maybe 15 minutes and walk around. Even if you have a sedentary job in an office somewhere, to get up frequently and not just to sit there all day long and not move around. And Dr. Morgan, we were having a little issues with our commercial there. So what I wanted to do is to give you an opportunity to mention to our listeners Tropical Refresh, and as you know, we typically run that ad on here, but we have a little technical difficulties with that. So can you mention to our listeners what Tropical Refresh? Actually, I was talking to someone last night that listened to the show, and they wanted me to mention to you that they'd heard the ads running with respect to Tropical Refresh, and they've been there. And apparently they talked to others about it, and they wanted me to let you know to make sure to remind the people of the address, so that any who may be listening in the Orlando area, or if you are listening online and you may be visiting the Orlando area, because we do know millions of people visit the Orlando area every year, and many people may do as I do when I travel in different places here in the U.S. especially. I may go online and look for a vegetarian or vegan restaurant in the area. And so if you would, can you tell a little bit, the listeners a little bit about Tropical Refresh and what it is you guys offer, and also where they can find you, where they can locate you, as well as the address.
Yes, Dr. Andrew,
and the phone number.
Right. As a matter of fact, thank you. Last week I got a call from some ladies who were attending a conference here in Orlando, and they had heard about the restaurant, and so they wanted to know where to find it. So after I told them the address, which is 6410 West Colonial Drive, which is between Hiawassee and Powers, we're right at the corner of Colonial Drive on Hart Street in the Village West Shopping Plaza. And I also had to remind them of the number, which is 407-310-8023. So they came in, and Dr. Henry, one of the ladies said to me, she said, she took my wife and I aside, and she said, listen, these were five ladies. Some were from the Jacksonville area, and some were from the South Florida area. And as I said, they were attending a conference. And so they had some of the ice cream, which they enjoyed, some of the non-alcoholic tonic wine. And they were very excited about that too. And then we gave them a full course combo meal, which consisted of brown rice with beans. We call that rice and peas, cooked with coconut milk, and veggie chicken, tofu, veggie steak. And they were really excited. So one of the ladies took my wife and I aside, and she said, listen, I ran my own restaurant for 4 years. And she said, I know what good food tastes like, good healthy food. She said, I want to commend you, right, that listen, your food is excellent, very tasty. She said it's well seasoned. So my wife was telling her that we she makes the seasoning every day. It's not something she put in a bottle and using for weeks and weeks. And so the lady said, she said, listen, I just want to give you a word of advice. Keep it this way, because too many times restaurants start out good food, very tasty, but down the road they compromise as they develop more and more clients. And I looked at her and I pointed to the sign and I said, the sign will always read, taste without compromise. And so I really thank her. So I will encourage your listeners to come on over, and they won't be disappointed, neither now nor in the future.
Right. That's good to hear, because it is true that many restaurants, when they become more popular, they oftentimes lose the very things that helped them become successful. And we like to encourage your listeners to indeed swing by. If you live in Orlando area or nearby, or if you visit, because this broadcast is also heard all over the world streaming online. And so many people are listening to this broadcast live, and many of them, because these shows are archived, will also listen later. So, again, we like to encourage you, because we always encourage, we here at Blue Zone Wellness, we encourage a plant-based diet. And not only, but we also believe that if we're going to require people or suggest or recommend that people eat a plant-based diet, we also believe that they should not, as Dr. Morgan says, sacrifice taste. And so we want to be able to eat, to be able to recommend and point you in a direction to not only eat a healthy diet, but also eat food that tastes good. And so,
Dr. Henry, something that we have not advocated on this program a lot, but I think you and I should really make it known to our listeners that we're willing to come into their churches and do health seminars and teach them how to really eat healthy. Because I know some of our listeners would love for us to come in their churches, because they have loved ones, they have friends who they have a great interest in wanting these friends of theirs and relatives to have good health or maintain good health. And so we're willing to really come in, you and I, and give them health lecture, and also let them have a sample of the food, even do cooking schools. So
right.
Our listeners out there, you know, can know that we are not just here on the radio, but we are willing to come into your churches. I don't know if you have anything more to say about that.
No, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. And as we continue to broadcast, we will be giving you more information on that. We'll be again, but if you're interested in that, you can give us a call. You can visit me at the blog at blueszonewellness.org or at phase3ministries.com/WordPress, or you can go to the Blue Zone Blue Zone Wellness Twitter page or the Facebook page, and you can give us a call or send me a text message or either a message on Facebook, and we can talk more about that. But it's a very, very important concept that you mentioned there, that when we have in the past, we're willing to go into churches, et cetera, and to be able to teach and instruct congregations and people on not only give health lectures, but also, as Dr. Morgan pointed out, cooking classes and to help you along.
Sure, and also put them on programs, because I know you have some wonderful programs. I've done that too, but you've helped so many people, putting them on wellness program, and it turns out good for them. And as you've said to me many times, and we've discussed it, just think about our ministers, our pastors. They are overworked, you know, for the vast majority of them, right? Visiting members that are sick, you know, and it makes no difference which church, which denomination, it's the same thing. Our pastors, for the most part, are overworked. They have so many of their members that are sick, running to the hospital, running sick, calling them up, visiting them at home, and so on. And many a times, right, some of these burdens can be relieved. It will be the less work for the pastor to do as they invite us in, or the members make it known to their pastors that here are two doctors who are willing to come in and educate their congregation on adopting healthier lifestyle that can lessen the work of the pastor, who now has more time to spend with his family and therefore more able to minister to his congregation.
That's so true. That's so true. And, you know, as we've talked about before, there have even been many corporations now are even learning in these wellness programs or lifestyle programs. They're beginning to discover that when we do these things, when you have a healthier workforce, your insurance costs go down. The people have a better overall mentality. You have less insubordination. There are less call-ins for sickness, and even the productivity of the corporation or the company or the small business goes up. And so now the same thing can be applied, in, as you just mentioned, in the context of churches or any type of organization. Like you said, you know, the pastors have a very stressful job. Many of the time they have to take time to visit sick members, et cetera. So health care, and especially natural wellness, is not only is it good for our overall health, but it's also good for our pocketbook. And that moves us right into the next article here, Dr. Morgan. And we'll be going through this one pretty briefly. It was another article on Natural News, and it talked about how we can avoid costly dental bills with natural remedies. And basically the article pointed out how that most people, when they think of natural remedies, they don't really think of their teeth or how natural health or wellness can be associated with their teeth. Actually, there's even been research that shows that women and men, but especially women, where most of the research has been done, who have dental issues have a higher rate of heart issues, because their theory is that the bacteria that proliferates in the mouth and causes gum disease gets into the bloodstream and also affects the heart. That's their theory, but they're not sure just yet. But they do know that women and those in general that have mouth problems or gum problems also increases their likelihood of having other health problems. And so this particular article talked about how the first line of attack against gum disease and tooth decay, and this is something that we've talked about, is a healthful diet. And it goes on, the article also points out how minerals such as calcium and silica are actually vital for repairing and rebuilding our tooth structure. And you can find some of these in herbs such as oat straw and horsetail, as well as nettle. These are all excellent dietary sources of silica. Also, the article pointed out that vitamin C, D, and K are also important for gum health and tooth strength, and how vitamin C helps to support the collagen network of the gums. And the article pointed out how a deficiency of this vitamin will actually lead to tender gums that are susceptible to bacteria that will lead to periodontal disease and tooth loss. That all that just from having a deficiency, a consistent deficiency in vitamin C. In the article, Dr. Morgan, they also pointed out how foods that help to cleanse problem-causing plaque from our teeth should be those crunchy vegetables like celery and romaine lettuce and even sesame seeds. And they talk about how sesame seeds are especially beneficial for healthy teeth because they're high in calcium and they also help maintain bone around teeth and gums. So who would have thought, Dr. Morgan, that just by before we even talk about any of the major things, how we can actually help prevent tooth problems and gum problems and overall health problems by our diet, number one, and also how vitamin C, for instance, how vitamin C deficiency can actually lead to tender gums and soft gums and actually help end up leading to other sorts of periodontal diseases.
You're so right, Dr. Andrew, because I know that brushing properly and flossing, you know, are extremely important in helping to maintain good teeth free of cavities and stuff like that for the most part. However, I think the number one cause of cavity, and over we have reports or studies showing that, is poor nutrition. You know, being on a diet that does not have enough calcium, silica, and other vital nutrients, as you mentioned there, vitamin E, D, and K, and stuff like that. Because we talk about our vitamin D is important for the bones, but it's also very important for the teeth because the teeth is actually a bone.
Right.
And if we're not getting enough vitamin D, E, or K, then listen, we are going to have, we are going to be more susceptible to tooth decay. The one you mentioned there, vitamin C, I used vitamin C for a while and I could definitely notice a difference. No doubt
right.
about that. It is extreme. That lack of it, right, does cause periodontal problem, gums problem, and to reverse that, vitamin C is extremely helpful. But you know something, I came across recently, and I've been and trying that, and see also it works. Is what they call oil therapy. And
you know, Dr. Morgan, actually later on in the article, they actually mentioned the oil therapy, the oil pulling.
All right, well, I don't want to run ahead then. Okay,
right.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm trying it and I'm seeing marvelous results too.
Are you using the coconut oil or a different oil?
I'm using the sesame oil.
Okay.
I'm seeing world of difference.
Right, and you know it's interesting how. The article actually in the article they actually mention oil pulling. I had come across oil pulling a few years back with respect to doing some helping the mouth and some other issues as well. And they talk about, in fact, this is what the article recommends. The article actually recommends 1 tablespoon of sesame or sunflower oil. Put the oil in your mouth, tilt your chin up, and slowly swish, suck, chomp, and pull through the teeth. Do this for at least 10 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. A day is better.
15 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Well,
15 the minimum, 20 minutes the most.
Wow. So you're saying you're getting great results.
Hopefully,
correct?
Fantastic result as a result of doing that. Right?
Wow.
I you know, the funny thing, when I first heard about it, I was a little bit skeptical, you know, at first. But I tell you, I decided to go and try it. And I can tell you, it does work. It works wonders.
Wow. I'm sure that is a nugget, a golden nugget for our listeners. Also, the last part of this article, well, they also talked about a tooth powder recommended by master herbalist Dr. Christopher, where he indicated, and he's also a naturopath, he had a tooth powder where it was combined of 3 parts oak bark, 6 parts comfrey root, 3 parts horsetail root, 1 part lobelia, 1 part cloves, and 3 parts peppermint. And he used this combination. And again, these on this show, when we give these, we purposely don't go many times into all of the details, but when we go into churches or places like that, we actually give you more of the details of the formulas and printouts and whatnot so that you can use them yourself. We're going to go to break real quick. We're going to come back, and we're going to go into the benefits of pineapple for cancer. We've talked about pineapple on our healing food section before, but we think you'd be very pleased to hear this information. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM in Orlando, Florida. We'll be right back again after these brief messages. Thanks for listening.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Again, here on this beautiful afternoon, I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry, and joining me here is Dr. Orette Morgan by phone. Can you hear me, Dr. Morgan, still?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay. When we left, we just finished talking about some of the remedies and whatnot that can be used for gum and teeth issues, and we want to go right into, we have about 20 minutes left, we want to go right into the article, or rather the cover, the discussion on, this is typically where we talk about our healing food section. We're kind of combining this with the supplement section here, since we're down low on time. But this is, but it'll fulfill both sides of the equation. And Dr. Morgan, we talked about before in our healing food section, we've talked about pineapple before, and we've discussed how pineapple is beneficial for stomach cancer. And we can go back here and look at some of the surprising cancer-fighting benefits of actually bromelain or the pineapple enzyme. One of the reasons why conventional cancer treatment has such a dismal failure rate in the United States is because that we rely far too much on chemotherapy. And the fact of the matter is that chemotherapy drugs are by their very nature extremely toxic, and they typically work against your body's natural ability to fight cancer, e.g. by destroying host immunity instead of supporting it. So in other words, the chemotherapy, instead of boosting your immune system, it kills cells indiscriminately. It kills both cancer cells as well as good cells, and actually it does a little bit more than that as we look at this a little bit more. One of the biggest drawbacks to chemotherapy is the fact that it destroys healthy cells throughout your body, right along again with your cancer cells, which is a side effect that often leads to accelerated death of the individual or of the host and not actual healing. Now, another devastating side effect of chemotherapy is the way it actually supports the more chemo-resistant and malignant cell subpopulation within a tumor, both killing the more benign cells within the tumor that keep it slow-growing or even harmless. So most people don't even look at that angle, Dr. Morgan, that by many times these tumors will have cells that are benign that will actually sometimes offset the aggressive nature of the cancer cells. But when we send that chemotherapy in there, not only does it kill those cancer cells, but it kills the other cells that might actually, those benign cells, that may actually help slow the growth of the of aggressive type of the cancer cells. And as a result of this, this actually unleashes a more aggressive treatment-resistant type of cancer to wreak havoc on the body. So by getting in there with these, by adding a chemical to the body that suppresses the immune system at the time that you need it the most, and also by adding to the toxicity of the overall body, and also by distorting the natural healing properties and biochemical reactions that you would normally get in the way that the body would function to heal itself, all these things combine to actually give us the dismal rate and against cancer that we actually have when we try and treat it with chemotherapy, which is probably the worst of the three, radiation and surgery. Would you agree to some extent to that?
Oh yes, Dr. Henry. You know, it is sad, but 22 out of, as we said on the program before, 22 out of every, well, let me put it the other way, 78 out of every 100 person who undergo chemotherapy dies in 5 years.
You're right.
And that means success rate is just 22%.
Wow.
You know, it is sad, but as we're talking about that pineapple and stomach cancer, and I would think, as other reports will show and has shown, it's not just stomach cancer, but it's the main cancer that they find it so effective against. Because usually one of the major causes of stomach cancer is the reaction between nitrites and certain kinds of proteins
right.
to cause nitrosamines. And so these create that chemical that gives rise to these cancer cells. Now, pineapple is not only high in vitamin C, but it's high in malic acid and a few more. And people would say, well, isn't pineapple acidic? Well, if you put the pH strip, it will show that. But as we've said before, that's not what determines whether a food is acidic, because you put a pH strip on it. It's
You're
the
right.
fact that when it goes in the body, it is an antacid. In other words, it alkalinizes the body. And that's why it's one of the reasons it is so good in fighting stomach cancer, because if there's anything you want is that your body to be on an alkaline basis, right? And especially the stomach, in fighting stomach cancer. And they've even shown that pineapple is more effective in fighting stomach cancer than vitamin C, even as good as vitamin C is. But the pineapple is still better. We are not saying people shouldn't take vitamin C if you're fighting stomach cancer, but add pineapple to your regimen.
You're right. That's a very, very good point.
Dr. Henry, you know, it is sad that we live in an industrialized country where we buy our fruits and vegetables from the store. We don't get to grow them, you know, much of it.
Right.
But pineapple, if our listeners should advise their friends, relatives, and others, and they too should do this, is when you buy pineapple, unlike banana, which when it's reaped, it can be reaped before it is properly fit, you know, and still be pretty much good. But pineapple has to somewhat be ripe on the plant itself before it is reaped for you to get the 100% benefit.
Right.
So the more matured your pineapple was when it was reaped, is the more beneficial it is, nutritionally wise it is, but especially in fighting cancer, especially stomach cancer.
I just saw we had a caller that we didn't get to, and I'm sorry we didn't get to you before you hung up. But if you have a question or a comment, you can call in again. We didn't catch you on. So if you're still listening, you can call in again with a question or a comment. Now, Dr. Morgan, with regard to pineapple, the studies show that the main compound, bromelain, which is an enzyme that can be extracted even from the stems, the research, there's a study published in the journal Plana Medica, and they found that bromelain was superior to the chemotherapy drug 5-fluorouracil in treating cancer in animal studies. The researchers said that 5-fluorouracil, or 5-FU, when the anti-tumoral effect of bromelain was superior to that of 5-FU, whose survival index was approximately 263% relative to the untreated control. That's pretty significant. Where you say you have a survival index of 263% with the bromelain, when compared with those who were actually not treated at all. And what makes this impact particularly impressive is that bromelain worked without causing any additional harm to the animals.
Why the you're talking about their hair wasn't peeling off like when people take in sympathy for people who are, many people are on any body on chemotherapy, but especially those who are undergoing adverse side effects. Their hair is like peeling off, balling off. So are you saying the animals don't suffer that?
Not when they use the bromelain as opposed to the chemotherapy drug. Again, the 5-FU and the chemo drug 5-FU. On the other hand, when you look at the study, was relatively unsuccessful and also had a dangerous track record despite being used in cancer therapy for nearly 40 years. And there was a quote from Green Med Info also with respect to this, and they say, quote, as a highly toxic fluoride-bound form of the nucleic acid uracil, a normal component of RNA, the drug, talking about the 5-FU chemotherapy drug, and I'm quoting again from Green Med Info, a normal component of RNA, the drug is supposed to work by tricking more rapidly dividing cells, which include both cancer and healthy intestinal, hair follicle, and immune cells, into taking it up, thereby inhibiting or poisoning RNA replication enzymes and RNA syntheses. The quote went on to say, when a person dies following conventional cancer treatment, it is all too easy to, quote, blame the victim and simply write the patient's cancer off as chemo-resistant or exceptionally aggressive, when in fact the non-selective nature of the chemotoxic agent is what ultimately led to their death. And so they went on to point out how selective cytotoxicity is indeed a property that is only found among natural compounds. No chemotherapy drug yet developed is capable of this effect. So essentially what they're saying is in the studies and articles and whatnot is that selective cytotoxicity means that that nature is the only, or our creator is the only producer of a chemical, even a natural biochemical, that has created something that has the ability to kill selectively cancer cells and leave untouched healthy cells. And they have not been able to create a chemotherapy drug to do that to this point. And so here we have the creator has given us, for instance, in bromelain, in pineapple, has given us the capacity, or one of the foods he's given us the capacity to actually, the food that actually contains the capacity to selectively kill toxic cancer cells while leaving your healthy cells intact to help continue to fight the battle. And yet we pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for chemotherapy treatments, and yet we're not seeing the overall benefit. What we could get if we were putting more emphasis on the alternative and natural therapies, and using the what we call the traditional therapies as alternatives, Dr. Morgan.
Yes, Dr. Henry, and you know, as I listen to what you were saying there, it all goes back to money. You know, as we've said over and over on this program, and you know, other programs, and over the years, that our listeners, like you and I have done, need to realize that our health, which is our best wealth, our greatest wealth, we have to take first-class interest in our health and do not sign it over to doctors, drug companies. You know, because as I listen, you reading, you know, from that report and sharing that report with us, I'm saying these manufacturers of these drugs do not have our health at heart. You know, our health to them is just a means of making money. Right. And here we have bromelain, which could do so well for the body, right, in helping that can selectively, as we've talked about broccoli as one of those things too, that these many of these foods have properties in them that can selectively target cancer cells. There's no drug out there that can do that. Yet these foods are not promoted to do so. Right? We are encouraged to just eat as we want, especially the junk food. Then when we get sick, we are supposed to come to the doctor who put us on the chemotherapy so that the pharmaceutical drugs can sell.
You're right. Now, you know, also, Dr. Morgan, there are other foods outside or rather compounds, natural compounds outside of bromelain even, and we've talked about this before. Vitamin C is another one that has the same capacity to selectively kill cancer cells without touching the healthy cells. In fact, there was a doctor by the name of Dr. Ronald Hunninghake. He carried out a 15-year research project called RECNAC, which is cancer spelled backwards. And in his search, he was able to determine through cell cultures that he showed that vitamin C also was selectively cytotoxic against cancer cells. Also, another food that has the ability to do that out of the many is eggplant extract. And they were able to determine that such also, and not only eggplant extract, but also other foods of the same eggplant family also had the ability to do that. Foods like eggplant, tomato, potato, bell peppers, they all had impact only on cancerous cells, leaving normal cells alone. And matter of fact, they were able to find that eggplant extract cream actually appeared to be particularly useful for treating skin cancer. And one doctor by the name of Bill E. Sham, which is a leading researcher in this particular area, he pointed out how that specific receptors for these particular on the cells for these particular foods were present only in cancer cells but not normal cells, and they were the first step of events that lead to apoptosis in cancer cells only. And finally, another one is turmeric, and we've talked about turmeric as well. And of all of the natural cancer fighters, the research shows that it is probably the most studied one with respect to exhibiting its selective cytotoxicity for cancer cells. And one study pointed out that in a 2011 study that was published in the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, rats administered curcumin, which is the chief element they believe in turmeric, which in the primary polyphenol in turmeric, saw a decrease in experimentally induced brain tumors in 9 out of 11 of these rats that were treated with it. So by being treated with curcumin alone, they were able to see a decrease in brain tumors in 9 out of 11 rats simply by giving them turmeric and testing its cancer fighting and cancer cell destroying capabilities. That's pretty astonishing.
It is, Dr. Henry, because I'm sure for the benefit of our listeners, I'll say this: if we were to offer, or they were to be offered, they had a field, and someone come up to them and said, "I can drive my," they have some weeds among their plants, and someone were to come up with a bulldozer and said, "Listen, I can drive my bulldozer through your field and get rid of the plants." And sure enough, they could get rid of the plants, but what they're going to get rid of? Get rid of the weed, but they're going to get rid of the plants too.
That's true.
But someone else who come and said, "Listen, I have a machinery that can selectively get rid of the weed and leave your plants there." There wouldn't be much of a choice on our part. We know which one we would choose.
Right.
Wouldn't give permission to the bulldozer. Well, when people undergo chemotherapy, that's a bulldozer they're putting in their body, right?
That's right.
Cells and bad cells. And, you know, that's why it goes back to what you say there about these antioxidants, vitamin A, C, D, and E, right? Vitamin A, C, D, A, C, A, D, A, D, E, and K, right? You know, these are antioxidants which selectively go after cancer cells and kill them.
You're right.
And you know, when we look at many of our foods, we can see how the Creator place these things in the various foods that are grown naturally, right, in the fruits, the vegetables, and so on. And that's why when we eat more fruits and vegetables, we generally have less cancer.
That's so true. And this is why here, when you hear us talking over and over and over, singing the same song with respect to how important our diet is, our lifestyle, these things play a huge role. And what we eat play a huge role in determining our internal environment, and our internal environment we can lay the foundation in our internal environment, which prepares us to develop cancer or other diseases. And as Dr. Morgan just pointed out, when we eat in line with the colors of the rainbow, as I like to call it,
yes,
when we eat, the closer we eat in line with the colors of the rainbow, the less likely we are to develop some of these diseases. And Dr. Morgan, Dr. Mercola also has an article where he talked about this, about the effectiveness of enzymes from these foods and the benefit of them in treating cancer. And he asked the question, is cancer the result of diminished pancreatic enzymes? And he says, quote, this systemic use of enzymes is just now taking off in the United States. But the use of enzymes to treat cancer has its roots all the way back to 1911 with John Beard's The Enzyme Treatment of Cancer and Its Specific Basis. And Dr. Beard believed that cancer was a result of diminished pancreatic enzymes impairing your immune system. And a study, Dr. Mercola goes on to point out, in 1999 suggests that he may have been right on target in some respects. And he cites a study where there were 10 patients with inoperable pancreatic cancer, and they were treated with large doses of oral enzymes, together with the detoxification and an organic diet. And their survival rates were 3 to 4 times higher than patients receiving conventional treatment. And these proteolytic enzymes also can be helpful, he goes on to point out, in treating cancer because they help restore balance to your immune system. And they went on to point out that some of the ways these proteolytic enzymes can be helpful in the fight against cancer, or they have the ability to destroy the cancer fighting cells by giving your other cells the ability to do this. They also point out how they help decrease inflammation. He points out also how it dissolves fibrin. And he said the cancer cells hide under a cloak of fibrin to escape detection. But once the cancer cells are uncloaked, which is what the enzymes can do, they can be spotted and actually attacked by our immune system. It is also thought that fibrin makes cancer cells stick together, which increases the chance for metastases. Finally, they point out that German studies have shown that systemic enzymes increase the potency of macrophages, which is one of the cells, type of cells of our immune system, and killer cells by 12-fold. So basically, it says that these enzymes can boost the effectiveness of some of our immune system cells and killer cells, macrophages and our killer cells, by 12 times, simply by taking the enzymes. So that is amazing when we look at what our Creator has given us. Dr. Morgan, we're down to about 1 minute. Do you have any final comments on this this particular topic?
Yes, and it goes back to what we say over and over, is that when we eat a diet that is primarily raw food, that means even up to 80% raw food, it gives our body more enzymes. So therefore, our pancreas, our liver has to make less enzymes because we didn't destroy the enzymes in those foods through cooking. So again, we said eat up to 80% raw, and you'll be able to stem the tide of the buildup of cancer cells in your bodies.
That's right. And you've been listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. Again, remember, we'll be back on this week, we're back-to-back Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then you will be giving more information about how you continue to keep up with Blue Zone Wellness on bluezonewellness.org. And thank you for listening here on the Big 810 AM. Again, be back with us. Join us again on tomorrow, then the day after. We have a very, very exciting show tomorrow as well as the day after. Thank you, Dr. Morgan, for joining us again here on the Big 810 AM at Blue Zone Wellness. And to all of our listeners, thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care and God bless.